When you talk to people who believe that they can lose their salvation, here's what it comes down to. They're trusting in their works to save them. Because when you're trusting faith alone, you know, when you're trusting Jesus alone, you know you can't lose it. And look what the Bible teaches here in 1 John 5:10. It says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself." Now, if you get the context, that's talking about the Holy Spirit, because it talks about there are three that bear record in heaven, three that bear witness in the earth. The witness that abides in us if we're saved is the Holy Spirit of God. It says, "He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son." So from that verse, we can tell that there are two kinds of people in this world. There are those that believe on the Son of God, and then there are those who are making God a liar. And why are they making God a liar? Because they do not believe the record that God gave of his Son. And then he tells us what that record is in verse 11. "And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son." Look, that's what you have to believe to be saved. Verse 11 is the record that you must believe in order to be saved. And if you don't believe that record, you're making God a liar. And there are three elements that I want to point out about that record quickly. It says, "This is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life." Number one, it says he's given it to us. It's a gift. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So in order to be saved, you have to believe that it's a gift. You can't try to earn your way into heaven and do it by works. You have to do it by faith alone and just receive that free gift of eternal life. So he says, you have to believe the record that God has given. Number one, it's a gift. Number two, he's given to us what? Eternal life. What does eternal mean? It never ends. So therefore, if you don't believe that God gave us eternal life, then you're not saved. So if you think God just saved us temporarily, you're not saved. The Bible says you have to believe that God has given to us eternal life. And the third thing is that this life is in his Son. You got to believe that it's through Jesus Christ. These are the three elements that are found in verse 11. And he says in verse 13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Now notice, when he says have eternal life, he didn't say had, past tense, that'd be you lost it. He didn't say will get, you know, like you wait till heaven to find out. He says you can know that you have eternal life. Now look, just before I get into all the multitude of scriptures that teach that you cannot lose your salvation, first, let's just look at the word eternal. Yep. That says everything right there. Eternal means never ending. It comes from a root word like terminate, right? Termination, eternal, and the E at the beginning is a negating prefix. And so eternal means not ending. It has a synonym in the Bible, everlasting. So let me ask you this. If I have life today that never ends, if I have today on February 23rd, eternal life, and then down the road at some point I were to lose it, was it ever eternal? Because it ended. So if I have eternal life today, that means it can never end, because by definition, that's what eternal life even is. Otherwise, it would make no sense.